Om Shri Sai Ram. With pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, respected elders, dignitaries, and my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all. I am Dr. Kishan R. Bhagwat, a consultant orthopedic and joint replacement surgeon from Shimoga, Karnataka. It is indeed a great day today. We are all here assembled at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai for the first Sri Satya Sai All India Medical Conference. Swami, please bless us all, Swami. With your divine permission, I take this opportunity on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India to welcome one and all who are assembled here in this august gathering and whose hearts are here with us today from all over the world. I now request our honorable guests, the Ministers of Health and Family Welfare of Governments of Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka, Dr. Kamineni Srinivas and Mr. K.R. Ramesh Kumar, and Dr. Somaraju, Managing Director, Care Hospitals, to be led to the Mahasannidhi of Bhagwan by our All India President, Shri Nimish Pandyaji, our National Vice President, Shri N. Ramani, Shri R.J. Ratnakar and Dr. V. Mohan, members of Board of Trustees, Shri Satya Sai Central Trust, Dr. Ram Manohar, National Coordinator for Medical Services, Shri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, Shri Prasad Rao, member of Central Trust, Dr. D.C. Sundaresh, the director of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Bangalore, Dr. Gurumurthy, the director of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram Puttaparthi. I thank all the dignitaries for offering floral tributes to Bhagwan and marking this conference open. Taking the program forward, I request Dr. S. Gurumurthy, who is the present director of the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram Puttaparthi, to deliver the welcome address. Dr. Gurumurthy has an illustrious academic career where he was professor and head, Department of Plastic Surgery at Mysore, Bangalore, and M.S. Ramaya Medical Colleges, and also as principal of Belgaum Institute of Medical Sciences and Vaidehi Institute of Medical Sciences, Bangalore, Dr. S. Gurumurthy.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba, respected Ramesh Kumar Ji, Honorable Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Karnataka Government, Dr. Kamineni Srinivas, Honorable Health, Minister of Health and Medical Education, Andhra Pradesh, Dr. Somaraju, Managing Director, Care Hospital, Trustees of Satya Sai Central Trust, Office Bearers of Satya Sai Seva Organization, fellow delegates and all devotees of Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba, Sai Ram to all of you. Today is yet another golden letter day in the holy environment of Prashanti Nilayam. It is heartening to see so many colleagues of mine from across the country present here to participate in this Satya Sai All India Medical Conference. I extend a hearty welcome to all gathered here and those who could not make it here but are watching the proceedings through Radio Sai. The theme of this conference is very apt and precise and dearer to Bhagwan's heart, reaching holistic healthcare at doorstep. For all of us who are in the Satya Sai healthcare mission, we know that it all began with 1950, when the tiny hamlet of Puttaparthi lacked even basic amenities of health, education and potable water, and moved by the plight of the villagers who had to walk long distance to receive medical care, the compassionate mother Ishwaramma pleaded with her son Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba to provide facility for health, education and water to the villagers. In response to the Divine Mother's plea, Swami responded and established institutions of service that stand today as a tall testimony for the divine love and compassion, not only in India, but across the world. The people in the West wonder as to how this is possible. Bhagwan very clearly emphasized that anything done with pure love, sacrifice and commitment is eternal. And this is what Sri Satya Sai Medical Mission is all about. Dear doctors and paramedicals and others, we have all gathered here today from every nook and corner of this country in the grand presence of doctors, the Supreme Master, our dear Swami. Welcome to you all. Paropakaram idam shariram. This human body has been given to us in order to serve others. And to add to this, we have all chosen this noble profession where we can directly provide service to person in pain and anguish. What better opportunity can we have than this, to use our ability and skill to reduce pain and enhance peace and strength and joy in this world? And our dearest Swami has given this already a noble healthcare philosophy a new dimension by making it available to all people, especially the poor. The Swami repeatedly emphasized that healthcare should be a seva with love and compassion, completely free of cost, extending comprehensive treatment of the body, mind and soul, and with a specific focus on preventive aspect of the disease. By establishing 5 medical care institutions directly under the central trust, he has established us to render selfless service to needy. It is for all of us to utilize this opportunity given to us to serve the mankind in this Sai mission. With the unlimited divine energy of love and compassion, our beloved Swami, let us move forward to the next phase of seva, to render holistic, selfless health care to the doorstep, so that the patients heal better, patients are healed faster, patients are happier, and we as doctors are most satisfied. Let us pray to Swami to bless our effort towards holistic approach to this health care. On this eventful day, we have in our midst 2 distinguished persons of our country as guests. First, we have Honorable Minister of Health and Family Welfare of Government of Karnataka, Sri Ramesh Kumar, who is known for effort to improve the services in government hospitals in Karnataka. Similarly, Dr. Kamineni Srinivasu is also Minister of Health and Medical Education, Andhra Pradesh. He's also striving hard to deliver medical treatment for most of the needy persons in nook and corner of the state. And also, we also have amongst us yet another eminent doctor, renowned cardiologist, Padma Shri Somaraju, the managing director of care hospitals in India. Yes, he was involved with our super specialty hospital at Prashanti Gram since its inception. I welcome to you, Dr. Somaraju Garu. With us, we have all eminent doctors from across the country who will be participating in the panel discussion and video presentation that we shall be having in the next 2 days. As a guest, we also have Sri Arun Tiwari, a very close associate of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. Sri Tiwari was former director of DRDO, and he now chairs the committee of Make in India of Government of India. I welcome you for this conference, sir. Finally, I would conclude in prayer to Swami to bless us in our endeavor, to guide us and mentor us so that we have fruitful session which will help us to understand Swami's message of seva, which will finally result in making our lives His message. Thank you, Sai Ram.
I am Dr. Shashank Ojha, an ENT and head neck on Golgi surgeon from Allahabad, Uttar Pradesh. Thank you, Dr. S. Gurumurthy, for your warm note of welcome. We are sure that the presence of hundreds of doctors and paramedics here in Prashanthi Nilayam is immensely pleasing. Baba seated in his divine Singhasan. Namaskar. We now have for all of you a video presentation as the theme of this conference, Reaching Holistic Healthcare at the Doorstep. This musical note have been offered with love by Sri Ravi Kumar, an alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and also now a part of Sri Satya Sai Medical Mission working in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences.
స్వరూపులారా, ఈ విద్యార్థులు యువకులు విలేజ్ సేవలకై పోతున్నారు. గ్రామ సేవ అన్న రామసేవే సుమా. పల్లె పల్లెలు పోండి, వీధ వీధి వాళ్ళని కూడా సాధించండి. ఆకలితో బాధపడేటువంటి వారికి ఇంత పట్టడి అన్నం పెట్టండి. ఈనాడు లోకం లోపల కష్టాలు నష్టాలు దుఃఖాలు పడేటువంటి వారి బాధలంతా నివారణ గావించి ఆ సేవా యొక్క అనుగ్రహాన్ని వారు అందిస్తారని నేను ఆశిస్తున్నాను. The best way to love God is to love all, serve all.
Har prani me sai, har prani. प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साई प्रसन्न
స్వరూపులారా, సాయిని సంతోష పెట్టేటువంటిది సేవలే, సాయి చేసేటువంటిది కూడాను సేవలే, సాయి చెప్పేటువంటిది కూడాను సేవలే. ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఉత్తమ భావములతో విశాలమైన హృదయములతో సమాజంలో ప్రవేశించి సేవలు సలపండి. అదే సాయికి సంతృప్తికరం ఇచ్చేటువంటిది.
साई प्रसन्न होगा दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा साई मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा साई मेरा
The Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, with the divine blessings of Bhagwan, has initiated a noble thought of putting the medical services extended across the country in a quarterly newsletter entitled Sri Satya Sai Arogya Premanjali. May I now request the honorable ministers to come forward and release this newsletter on this auspicious day. I request Dr. Somaraju, our Central Trust member, Sri R.J. Ratnakar, Dr. V. Mohan, member of the Board of Trustees, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, along with our All India President, and Sri Prasad Rao, member, Central Trust, to join for this ceremony.
For the release of newsletter. Let us move ahead and know the reason why we have gathered here. It's the theme of this conference, and for this I would like to invite our All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization India, Sri Nimish Pandya. Sri Nimish Pandya is an advocate of Bombay High Court and a notary public. He heads the law firm Pandya and Juritz. He is on the board of several leading corporations in India. He oversees the educational programs in India, including Bal Vikas and Sri Satya Sai schools. A trustee of Sri Satya Sai Trust, Maharashtra, he has directed several value-based ballets and plays for children and youth that were performed in the divine presence. An orator par excellence, Sri Nimish Pandya is known for his oratory skills in any given topic. He is lovingly called as Nimish Bhai in the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization in India and abroad as well. Sri Nimish Bhai Pandya.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, we stand here in gratitude to him for his grace and blessings that all of us could assemble here in his divine precinct of Prashanthi Nilayam. Jai Sai Ram. Respected Honorable Minister from Karnataka, respected Honorable Minister from Andhra Pradesh, sir, we are very, very happy to have you here with today morning to us, and we thank you for your precious time, for sparing time with us to be here today. On a personal note, I wish to inform all my brothers and sisters here that both the Honorable Ministers are great devotees of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. And I must also mention that the yearning and the earnestness has brought them here today. Both of them were very much tied up with their personal and professional commitments. But their love for Bhagwan is such that the Honorable Minister from Andhra Pradesh has taken time off, stood like an ordinary person, ensured that the airlines gives him a ticket, and on the way, all the way in the night at 1 o'clock when he reached, everywhere on the way he was stopped by the toll nakas and asked for identification, and despite all that humility being a minister, is present here in Prashanthi Nilayam today. The Honorable Minister from Karnataka, sir, amazing political activity happening everywhere, but his love for Bhagwan is such that never mind, whatever it is, I must reach Prashanthi Nilayam, and he also reached here late night. We're indeed grateful to both of you, sir. On behalf of the Shri Sat Sai Central Trust and the Sai organization, we indeed are very appreciative of your efforts, and therefore, I have no hesitation calling that you may be ministers in your profession, but for us, you are Sai family and members of the Sai organization. Welcome, sir, to Prashanthi Nilayam. Thank you. Dr. Somaraju, sir, very happy to meet you and very happy that you've made it here today and are a part of this function today morning. Thank you very much for joining. This indeed is a very unique conference. All my colleagues, brothers and sisters who are from the medical fraternity have attended many, many conferences, but this one is different. This is not a conference where you want to come to get some points, to get some extra knowledge. No, this is a conference where you come to get divine blessings of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba and nothing else. Because Bhagwan Baba has always said that medicine can help, but the actual, the real person who cures is a divine power of divinity itself, which is represented by Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, and he is the curer. This conference is also unique because it is not the professional merit of my brothers and sisters, medical practitioners who are here. It is your sacrifice and the love that you've exhibited for humanity and the kind of yeoman service that you've done to society from the different parts and different aspects of this beautiful country of India that has merited the grace of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba in bringing you to Prashanthi Nilayam today. And it is your sacrifice that is the qualification that entails you to attend this conference in the divine precincts of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba's ashram. Brothers and sisters, in modern times when society is suffering with pain, and where medical and healthcare has become a distant dream for many, many people, it is Bhagwan's love and Bhagwan's caring grace upon mankind that right from his early declaration of his avatarhood, he took upon the promise that he gave his mother that I will establish a hospital in Prashanthi Nilayam. And he did so. And what a hospital. Not only one, but two, the other one in Whitefield. What a hospital. Never ever mankind has imagined a super speciality hospital where there may be very good doctors, but there is no cashier's counter. I think mankind fears the cashier's counter in the hospital more than the doctors or the pain or the suffering that he has. And this is the first thing that Bhagwan did, that mankind will not be scared of the monster called money when it comes to healthcare, in taking care of his health. And that is the beauty, setting the tone of love and sacrifice for entire mankind. Followed by the great mobile hospital, which does a fantastic job in the entire Anandpur and the area surrounding Prashanthi Nilayam. A unique experiment of a hospital reaching the doorstep of people. Imagine people have no money even to approach a hospital. Here is a hospital going to the doorstep of the poor people. And that miracle can only happen with the grace of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Not only one, the second one operates in Chennai. The Chennai, the citizens of Chennai, at their doorstep, get a super speciality hospital going in their doorsteps, helping them in this situation. People have heard a lot about the two super speciality hospitals and the two mobile hospitals. But I stand here today to recognize the efforts of all my colleague doctors, brothers and sisters who are here today, who've been working in the different corners of India, in the different villages, in the different cities of India, right from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, and right from Gujarat this side to the Bay of Bengal that side. And many of brothers and sisters who are here, I welcome you to Prashant and Nilayam. This is your home, and this is where you deserve to be. And so, welcome to Prashant and Nilayam. It's an amazing story that these are unsung heroes of the medical profession. People have different perceptions of the medical profession. And I must confess, I get very embarrassed when I'm introduced as a lawyer by profession, because lawyers and doctors together make a very rare combination. But I must confess that I stand here as the All India President, and I take this opportunity to salute all my doctors, brothers and sisters who are here, for the extremely sacrificial job that they've done all over the country for so many years. I must share with you one incident of the dedication of doctors in the villages, sir, when I go to different parts of India in our samitis. I was in Haryana some time back, and in a medical camp in Haryana, I was with the All India President being taken around. And there was this doctor, so committed, so dedicated, that he did not even realize I was standing there. And ultimately, I had to back out, telling my host that don't disturb him the way he is working. I'm ashamed to disturb him as the All India President. That is the dedication with which people work in the Sai organization, and all these brothers and sisters who are working here are an amazing lot. Brothers and sisters, you won't know what a miracle you are a part of. Probably all of us don't even realize what Bhagwan is using us as instruments. And what we are doing to society is what I want to share with you. When I became the All India President, I asked for a report from all over the country. And I only got a 30-40% feedback from my states. I sat with Dr. Mohan, who is a member of our Central Trust, and my colleague helping with this project, along with Dr. Ram Manohar Roy. The amount of man hours only in the year 216 that the doctors have spent, added to the quantum of medicines that we have given to people who need, added to the man hours of the paramedics, added to the cost of the surgeries and procedures that have been done all over India. I asked Dr. Mohan, if all this is to be equated in the market terms to the people outside, how much is it going to cost the people who benefited from Bhagwan's grace? And he worked out in his own little imagination with very conservative figures. Only in 2016, at 40% feedback of the work that the Satya Sai organization has done, inspired by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, in terms of market value, crossed more than 30 crores of rupees only in 1 year. And I say this not because I want to ask this in terms of money, but I want to say this, that the love and blessings of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba that inspires mankind has opened the doors of a new healthcare system where money cannot be important. The love and sacrifice can surpass all quantums of money that people are worried about in terms of healthcare today. And the Satya Sai organization, inspired by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, has laid the path of a new medical mission where if society and fraternity come together, the woes and problems of the medical woes of India and the poor people can be solved without the intervention of either the government or the NGOs or the donors that we... And I tell you, all this has happened. The uniqueness of this is that all this has been done without any donation, without any CSR, only out of the sacrifice that individual peoples have spent their own money, their time, their ability to carry forward that a great mission is the story that we want to tell the whole world. And this can happen only because Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba has inspired mankind to do this. Many people say they question the divinity of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I want to say from this podium today that for all those who question the divinity of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, no man can inspire thousands of people to spend their own money and serve society, and only God can do that, and therefore Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba is nothing but the divinity himself. This conference, brothers and sisters, aims at doing three things. We want to fulfill the mandate of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba when he said that healthcare must reach the doorstep of people, and therefore, with all the leading array of doctors who are here, who are going to participate in the 2 days of panel discussions, are going to help us to lay down the blueprint for reaching healthcare to door to door. The second is, Bhagwan always said it is okay to give medicines to people who fall ill, but we must strive at telling people how not to fall ill, so that in times to come, people are taking care of their health in a manner where they don't need doctors. I'm sorry to say that. I hope they don't need lawyers and they don't need doctors in the next 10 years. And therefore, I sincerely wish that Bhagwan's blessings should become when we can go door to door and help people how not to fall sick. And therefore, I think that is the second goal that we want to achieve. The third is, we want to synergize the entire system in such a way that more and more members of the fraternity can join us in this great mission of seva to the poor and needy can be reached everywhere. We have sagas of stories in the Sai organization. People and doctors, each one of them can tell you millions of miracles that have happened when people work in the Sai organization for the medical mission. Swami manifests, Swami cures, problems get solved. The entire state of Kerala does a great job in the dialysis front. We have in Maharashtra more than 50 mobile medical vans doing the entire nook and corner of Maharashtra. We have in Orissa and in West Bengal a unique telemedicine system going on which helps millions and millions of people who come down there. We have in Delhi, Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu with the mobile medical hospitals happening, and even in the remote villages of the Northeast and in Kashmir. I tell you, the love and the courage of the paramedics and the doctors of the Sai organization who went to Kashmir in the valley of Srinagar when the floods happened, when the army and the police were not willing to go anywhere in the district areas where floods were happening, our Sevadal, sir, who were wearing the Sevadal scarf blessed by Bhagwan, had the courage to tell the army and the police that you don't worry, as long as we have the scarves in our courage, nobody will touch us, you will all come back together after the camp is done. And this is the power of the love of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. The brothers and sisters, I once again, on behalf of the Shri Sat Sai Central Trust, who has been a very great partner to the Shri Sat Sai Seva organization, it stands rock solid behind the Sai organization. And I am grateful to the trustees of the Shri Sat Sai Central Trust who have been supporting the efforts of the Sai organization in a big way. And together, we are one family and we lead together to ensure that the will of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba is manifested everywhere. I wish you all the best for the 2 days that you are here. I'm very happy you'll be visiting the hospitals and the Chaitanya Jyot Museum, because hospital is a temple of its own kind and the Chaitanya Jyot Museum is a saga of Bhagwan's life. I wish all of you to have a look at it, enjoy yourself for 2 days, deliberate in everything, and at the end of tomorrow, before we go back with the blessings of Bhagwan, we can go back with a great vigor that today there are 3,500 doctors in India who work on the field, sir, out of which 1,000 are here. But I wish all of them all over a very, very happy and great blessings of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. And with this, I conclude and I wish all of you a very pleasant stay in Prashantilayam. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Thank you, Sri Nimish Pandyaji. Now, the most awaited event of the day. We have the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantari Seva Award function. I call upon Dr. V. Mohan, who is the member of the Board of Trustees, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. He is also the chairman and chief diabetologist at Dr. Mohan's Diabetes Specialty Center, which is a World Health Organization collaborating center. He is also the president and director of Madras Diabetes Research Foundation. Dr. V. Mohan has received over 150 awards, including the prestigious B.C. Roy Award and the Padma Shri by the Government of India. But he considers being the convener of the Board of Trustees, Sri Satya Sai Trust, Tamil Nadu, and the member of Board of Trustees of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust as the greatest honor that he has been bestowed till date. Dr. V. Mohan.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble, loving and reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Lord and Master Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba and pray to him, dear Swami, this is a new event which we are taking up in your divine presence. Please bless this new activity that is being started, that is the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantri Awards. Revered ministers from Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka, Dr. Somaraju, All India President, National Vice President, respected trustees for the Central Trust, distinguished guests, invitees, my fellow doctors and colleagues, elders, and my Sai brothers and sisters. My loving Sai Rams to all of you. As was just announced by the earlier speakers, today is a red letter day in the annals of Prashanthi Nilayam, as a new golden chapter is about to be engraved in its golden history. Yes, I am referring to the first edition of the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantri Seva Awards, which will be presented today and tomorrow in the divine presence of our Lord and Master. Before I go further, let us have a small curtain raiser about this award, and then I will continue with my presentation. Can we have the curtain raiser, please? That was wonderful. Thank you. Now let me give you a brief background about these awards. Swami, in his limitless love for humanity, established several institutions. And, as already mentioned by our All India President, Sri Nimish Pandya, the two super speciality hospitals at Puttaparthi and at Whitefield, and the general hospitals, are actually considered as the jewel in the crown of all hospitals in the world. I'm not aware of any other hospital in the world which offers the state-of-the-art facilities and healthcare without a billing counter. No exaggeration that not a single rupee is being collected anywhere by any of these hospitals. The big doubt that people raised was, okay, this may continue for some time, but it's eventually bound to wind up. That never happened when Swami's physical presence was there. And it has not happened in the 6 or 7 years subsequently. If at all these institutions have grown, I have personally watched the growth of the development of these hospitals, the modernization of these hospitals. So they are only going from strength to strength. But it's not only in these hospitals that the medical seva is rendered. Medical seva, as the All India President mentioned, is rendered by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India. In every nook and corner of this country, free clinics are being run, medical camps are being organized, on a constant basis. These are not one-off things where you go once a week or once a month or once a year and do a camp. These are continuous camps. These are continuous clinics. In some places, they are called as Sai Kripas. In others, they are just called the Sri Satya Sai free clinics. But through these clinics, thousands of doctors, and we see the cream de la cream of them who have taken the time to come to Puttaparthi to be here to share this moment of glory. So first of all, I salute all you doctors for the silent service that you do. The Royal India President mentioned that you don't just do service, you do seva. Seva is doing the service with no expectation of any reward of any kind and to do it with love. And that is what our beloved Bhagavan has taught us. And that is what each and every one of you doctors who could make it today here, and for those who could not make it, that is what you are doing. Our dynamic All India President, a few months ago, came up with the suggestion. He was discussing and saying, should we honor some of these doctors? And we had a big debate about it. Because of the very fact that it is done with love and with no expectation of any reward, then the question comes, should you have an award at all? So a lot of debate took place. But then, we look back to the history, and beloved Bhagavan himself has honored the people who have worked in his organizations. Not only doctors, but all the people he has at various points he has honored them. So we thought, well, it's not a bad idea. After all, these doctors never came to us and asked for any award. We are calling them and honoring them. Now, how do you do it? When you have thousands of doctors serving, and each one of them actually deserves an award. So how do you do this? So we set up a certain criteria. We are not going to that. We set up some basic criteria, and we had the states also involved in it to know what is going on in the field. And we thought that starting with this year, we'll have the first edition of these awards being distributed and presented in the Divine Presence. So over the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, today about 9 or 10 of the awardees will receive it today, and the rest of them will receive it tomorrow. At this point, I would like to make a humble confession myself, and this is my own personal opinion. It can be debated. I would rate this award as being bigger than a Nobel Prize, bigger than a Bharat Ratna, and bigger than any Padma Award that you can get. Now, that may sound a very, very controversial kind of a statement. You can debate on it. You can argue about it. But I'm saying this with conviction. And I'm saying this with conviction because the name of the award carries the name of Bhagwan. It is a Sri Satya Sai Award. Beyond that, it is a Dhanvantri Award. And who is Dhanvantri? Dhanvantri is a physician of the gods. So it is a god of gods. It's a doctor of doctors. And that is none other than our beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba himself. So when you create an award in the name of Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantri Award, can there be a bigger award than this, ladies and gentlemen, Sai brothers and sisters? I don't think there can be any other award. So I think the awardees are doubly blessed to receive it. First of all, receive the award, and secondly, to receive it in the Divine Presence, because our Bhagavan himself is Dhanvantri. Mention was made that it is given for selfless service. If you just think about it, what this selfless service means. You know, when these doctors work, they are not taking time off from their regular jobs and they are not doing it. They are working in weekends, they're working on Sundays, and I know some doctors who devote all the 52 Sundays to Sai work. Just think about it. If you were one of those doctors, you don't have time with the family. Sacrifice. The word sacrifice is mentioned by All India President. Is that not the greatest sacrifice that you can do? That for your fellow brethren, to heal them, you are doing Swami's work, and you are doing it with love. You're doing it with compassion, and you're doing it with no expectation of any reward. I think these awards must be seen in that light, and therefore on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, on behalf of the All India President, the National Vice President, on behalf of the trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, I wish to congratulate each of these awardees. You truly deserve it. And for those of you who are sitting there who are not receiving the award, it doesn't matter, because you will get your due share of the recognition and your blessings from Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba himself. And what greater blessing can you get than getting the grace of Bhagavan himself? So let's go on to the presentation of the awards. The first awardee, the award is going to be given posthumously, and this is to none other than to the late Dr. A.N. Safaya, Dr. Amarnath Safaya. Dr. Safaya was a medical superintendent of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences for 16 years. He was a founder president of the Association of Hospital Administration. He was a vice president of the National Board of Examinations. He was chosen by Bhagavan as the first director of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram, in 1991, and he served in that position for 2 decades, and 4 specialties were developed: cardiology, urology, ophthalmology, and orthopedics. He was also instrumental for organizing several conferences. The award is being received by Dr. Safaya's son, Dr. Anil Safaya. We pray to our beloved Bhagavan to bless Dr. Safaya and his family with all his love and grace. Jai Sai Ram. The next awardee that we have today is none other than our chief guest, Dr. B. Somaraju. Dr. Somaraju completed his MD and then his DM in cardiology from the Postgraduate Institute of Medical Sciences in Chandigarh. And for the last 38 years, he has been working as a cardiologist, researcher, teacher, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. Earlier at the Nizam's Institute of Medical Sciences, and later he founded the CARE Group of Hospitals, where he is the managing director, which has several outreach clinics, not only in India, but also in Africa. He conducted the first PTCA in India, and he also helped start the cardiology services in Tanzania and Ethiopia. He was conferred the Padma Shri by the Government of India in the year 2001. May our beloved Swami bless you, Dr. Somaraju, and your family with all his love and grace. Okay. The third awardee is Dr. D.C. Sundaresh, the current director of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences at Whitefield, Bangalore, an orthopedic surgeon by profession. Earlier he was at the Ramaya University, and then he set up and runs the orthopedics department in addition to being the director. He has a proud distinction of being selected by Swami to be operated on himself. When Dr. Sundaresh said he can get others from abroad, Swami said, no, you operate. And he has the unique distinction of having operated on Swami. Congratulations, Dr. Sundaresh. The fourth awardee for today is Dr. K. Narasimhan. You already saw him in that video presentation on the mobile hospitals being run here at Puttaparthi. He's a practicing physician. He's a recipient of the prestigious Jawaharlal Nehru Memorial Award for standing first in the university. Swami himself appointed Dr. Narasimhan as a director of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospitals, and since its inception, it's been serving lakhs of patients in and around Puttaparthi. This hospital also received a national award from CNBC out of the 3,000 hospitals that were screened. His yeoman service is appreciated by lakhs of people in villages in and around Puttaparthi. We pray to Swami to bless Dr. Narasimhan and his family with all his love and grace. Thank you.
Sai Ram, I am Dr. Alma Kiran, dentist from Hyderabad. I would now like to invite our next awardee for today, Dr. Inder Prabha, MBBS, MS Obstetrics and Gynecology. Presently, a senior consultant gynecologist on an honorary basis at Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanti Nilayam, over 2 decades. Previously, a consultant gynecologist in Africa. Our next awardee is Dr. Vasundhara Devi Periyathambi, MBBS, currently Senior Medical Officer on an honorary basis at Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashantinilayam, for over 3 decades. Previously, a Senior Health Officer, Accident Service at General Hospital, Colombo. Our next awardee is Dr. H. Sunanda Bai, MBBS, MD Obstetrics and Gynecology. Currently working at Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashantinilayam, on an honorary basis. Swami has deputed her to Sri Satya Sai Primary School as hostel doctor to treat children, where she is working till date. Our next awardee is Dr. Neelam Bipin Chandra Desai, MBBS, MS, MCH Thoracic Surgery, DNB CTVS, FIACS. Dr. Neelam Desai is working at Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Puttaparthi, since 1993. Now, a senior consultant, CTVS and head of the department. Dr. Desai has performed around 7,000 cardiothoracic surgeries from neonate, pediatric to adult. DNB teacher and guide, co-guide to 10 students training under her in cardiothoracic and vascular surgery. As Dr. Neelam Desai has just left to the International Medical Conference, her father Bipin Chandra Bhimbhai Desai would take her award on her behalf. I now request our All India President, Sri Nimish Pandya, to take over the proceedings further.
I have only one surprise. The three sisters from the General Hospital, they've been working for so many years in the General Hospital that this is a very unique award ceremony where we want to give awards and the awardees say, no, we don't want the award because we don't want it because Swami has blessed us otherwise. Nowhere in the world when there is an award ceremony announced, the awardee says that I cannot and I do not want the award. It only happens in the Satya Sai organization where awards are given and the awardees refuse to take the award. I congratulate all my three sisters for an amazing sacrificial life at the altar of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba for doing yeoman service. And now, last but not the least, I have a surprise for my colleague, Dr. V. Mohan. Dr. V. Mohan is an amazing personality. I haven't seen a medical professional, and I say this from my eyes as a lawyer, I haven't seen a medical professional in the world with such qualification, with such stature, behaving like a child and working like a sevadal along with me in the Sai organization. They say heirs are very natural to a achievements ladder. As you go higher up in the achievement ladder, the heirs and the environment changes. But here is one amazing man. You put him right at 35,000 square feet above in the air, he still behaves with his feet on the ground. And that is Dr. V. Mohan. And today I have great pleasure in ensuring and announcing the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantri Seva Award to Dr. Mohan as a human being, as a person. I invite him on the stage and I invite both the ministers to help me to award this to Dr. V. Mohan. Padma Shri doesn't matter to him. Being the chairman and the chief diabetologist of his entire organization doesn't matter to him. Being a president and director of the Madras Diabetes Research Foundation doesn't matter to him. having set up various centers doesn't matter to him. Publishing 1,074 papers doesn't matter to him. Receiving 150 awards does not matter to him. Conducting 2,000 free diabetic centers does not matter to him. But being a Sai devotee matters to him, and being a part of the Sai mission matters to him. And I want to tell Dr. Mohan that he is not wrong when he said that the Satya Sai Dhanvantri Award is far more blessed than any other awards that anybody can get. And I think in his bio and his curriculum, now instead of being Padma Shri, he should first write the Satya Sai Dhanvantri Award winner at least, and set up the ball rolling for the whole community. A man who can come down to the lowest level, treat the patient with a smile and love, put his caring hand on it, and even a man like me, who has not been detected for diabetes yet, but just for the sheer love of the rice that I eat, he had the great love and compassion to tell me, he still sends me 5 kilos of Dr. Mohan's rice every time that I reach Mumbai, and I get it to ensure that I don't get diabetes. Dr. Mohan, with your love, I will never get diabetes. With all the sweetness, I'll never get diabetes, and I will never be your patient, I promise you. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Dr. V. Mohan and Sri Nimish Pandya. Now I request Dr. B. Somaraju, Managing Director of Care Hospitals Group, who has just received the Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantari Seva Award, who is also our guest of honor today, to give his valuable address.
Namaskar, Sai Ram. I was here 35 years ago, actually, and I came twice after that, and this is one of the best functions I ever attended in the recent times. You gave this enormous honor to me today, but I didn't realize until I saw these great ladies that you can decline it. I didn't know that, otherwise I would have done it. Along with this great honors comes responsibility and learning to live up to them. That's not going to be an easy task. 35 years ago, as I said, myself and my colleagues from Nizam's Institute of Medical Sciences, along with Dr. Venugopal, Professor Venugopal from Alan Institute of Medical Sciences, we started cardiology services, and he was there helping us do cardiac surgery, actually. And I must thank you for remembering us after 35 years. I only represent my colleagues, doctors, nurses, technicians and whatnot, and who all made all this possible. And many of you are here, and some of you may have left. Somebody asked me when I came here, you don't seem to be the follower of Swamiji. We didn't see you any time earlier. Why are you here? Somebody asked me, actually. Then I said, I practice medicine, and the way you should be practiced. But I didn't see that anywhere happening. But I saw Swami created a temple for healing. So that is the reason why I am here. And then somebody went and told Swami all this. And from then onward, Swamiji started telling everybody, including the meetings conducted here, Ma Somaraju. I think it was talked about the so-called temple for healing we talked about. You know, the hospitals we work, and the corporate hospitals they are called, even sometimes some of the government hospitals, there are two times when the patient and family are most distressed. Obviously when they come, because they have fear of death and disability, and they are vulnerable. And obviously some, most of them got well. Today's technology and medicine that makes it possible. But another time when they feel equally distressed or even more, that is when they are discharged, when the bill is presented to them, hospital bill. So that doesn't exist here. Actually, in some of the hospitals we work, there is more spent investment and money spent infrastructure spent on counting the money than providing services, actually. And while I was here, technology was available, the best possible was available here, and the sickest of patients used to come. They used to be operated by Professor Venugopal and his team. My colleagues and his colleagues used to stay here for 3 months by rotation. And when the sickest of patients are operated, who are even refused by other institutions, they used to get well here. And we used to wonder what is the cause and what is the reason. And some of the patients who are not improving, Professor Venugopal and me used to request Swami to come and visit them. And after visiting Swami, they used to start feeling well. And I didn't understand it that time. Now I know there is what is called spirituality in medicine. Even in medicine. So that exists here. It is aptly named as holistic healthcare. And I would say the importance of this holism in medicine is now more important than any other time. Because the care we give is supposed to be safe, effective, efficient, patient-centered, timely, and equitable. The equitability of all that we talked about here. But where all this is achieved in today's medicine is doubtful. It is Hippocrates who said, first do no harm. And then hospitalization itself is harmful now, for the reasons I told you. And many of us tend to think that the poor don't get right treatment. All of us agree on it. But some of us, most of us, or almost all of us don't realize that even the rich don't get the right treatment. The interesting thing about poor getting wrong treatment is, because they can pay any amount, they get the wrong treatment because I can charge them anything. Even if they don't need the procedure, I do it. That's called only efficiency but not effectiveness. That doesn't happen here. So today's medicine suffers from the problem of fragmentation of medicine, super-specialization. Each one of us look at only one organ, not the whole person. The body is in an undivided whole. That is forgotten in medicine. That body is not the organs alone. There is a soul involved. That mind-body connection is completely forgotten in today's medicine. And in a place like this, that issue can be addressed, actually. It is said, when we joined medicine, we used to have one of the wonderful textbooks in medicine, namely Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. The introductory paragraph, a lot of us doctors didn't read it that time. Later, when you read, something wonderful is written. This was written in 1950. It is written, no greater opportunity or obligation can fall to the lot of human being than to become a physician. In the care of the suffering, he or she needs technical skill, scientific knowledge, and human understanding. Little did we realize as students that scientific skill and knowledge is very easy, but human understanding is never attainable. He who uses these with courage, with humility and wisdom will provide a unique service to fellow man and will build an enduring edifice of character within himself. The physician, I would say today, it is not physician alone. I'll tell you why. Our healthcare professional or provider should be included under that, should ask of his or her destiny no more than this, and should be content with no less. This is he wrote in 1950. Now I should say, today's medicine is doctor-centered, patient-centered, and it should move away from doctor-centeredness to so-called cowboy medicine. Some of us super-specialist practice should move to the teams of medicine who can deliver that bio, socio, and spiritual medicine possible for the humanity. I think these mobile clinics, Dr. Narasimhan is doing it now at home. The more and more care has to move away from hospitals. Not only our hospitals, tertiary care, but also even hospitals like this will move away from hospital-based to clinic-based, home-based, work-based, schools, universities, whatnot. Should go to communities. So that type of medicine requires that we should move away from our present models. I am glad you are already in it. But make it not just treating the sick person, but treat the whole person and deliver that biopsychosocial and spiritual medicine. Spirituality, it was questioned time and again whether it has a role in medicine. There is what is called the concept of philosophy of medicine. The philosophy of medicine involves taking whole thing into consideration, what are all the sciences, arts, humanities required to deliver what is right for people and patients. So that you already initiated, please widen it. In your team, you should also include others amongst the people you already have. You should have counselors, spiritual counselors. I would say, spirituality is not religion. As Swami always used to mention, spirituality is beyond religions, it is wider than that. A belief system or a faith system. That you already, Swamiji already showed all of us, why faith is important. So in other words, you should have a psychologist, you have all, everybody who can make their attitudes different, their health behaviors are different. There is a concept called healthy living medicine now. Healthy living medicine makes it possible to not just prolong life, it is health care for life, or health span for life, not lifespan for life. So to improve health span for life, we need to do what is called health literacy into the public. In other words, part of your team should now include, when you say you, I am addressing myself also, all of us, should include health literacy as part of your mobile clinic. And how to prevent disease. It is said, healthy living medicine involves our social determinants of health. Somebody brought out this concept elegantly. Namely, social determinants of health depends upon people where they live, how they live, what they drink, what they eat, how much physical activity they have, and what is their job security, and then what is their spirituality, everything, our belief system. So in other words, that we have to spread now. So institutions like this can only initiate it. And I said, in corporate hospitals, many of us are part and parcel of in. Most of these things are not addressed to. And then when you initiate it, you must realize even governments cannot do it. But all of us can do it together. And when I say government, just like we say, that we spend more investment and money on counting rather than service. Government expenditure goes most into tertiary care now, not primary care. And most of the government expenditures go into running the system more than service. So it costs more to run a system than deliver the purpose. So in other words, none of us in our models can do it, but all of us together can do it. And when you say holism, you should move away from doctoring alone. You should move away from nursing alone. You should be healthcare teams which deliver all these biopsychosocial and spiritual components to people, prevention of disease, and changing the attitude and lifestyle of people. If you saw the lifestyles here, they are completely different from the rest of the world outside. So many of them can be copied and professed and taught to people. So I am glad many of you are not doctors and you can make a difference now. So when I say what Harrison said, no greater opportunity or obligation to a doctor, replace the doctor for healthcare providers, all of us, and even health ministers belong to this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. B. Soma Raju, for your valuable words of advice and for taking forward Sri Satya Sai Medical Mission We all hope to collaborate with you personally on this part. Thank you, sir. We are very fortunate today. Amidst us is Sri Ramesh Kumar, Honorable Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Government of Karnataka. Sri Ramesh Kumar has served 5 terms as a member of Karnataka Legislative Assembly. In June 2016, Sri Ramesh Kumar was inducted into the present government of Karnataka as a cabinet minister. He represents Srinivaspur constituency of Kolar district, Karnataka. In his 40 years of political career, he has held many posts in Karnataka Legislative Assembly and in Government of Karnataka. Sri Ramesh Kumar was the Speaker of the Karnataka Legislative Assembly from year 1994 to 1999. He has been instrumental in implementing Universal Healthcare Insurance Scheme. Above all of this, dear brothers and sisters, Sri Ramesh Kumar is an ardent devotee of our mother sign. For over 3 decades, on behalf of all of us, I invite Sri Ramesh Kumar to address the gathering.
Sairam. Offering my reverential pronouns at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. My esteemed friend, Honorable Minister in charge of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Andhra Pradesh, Sri Kamineni Srinivas Rao Garu, respected members of the Satya Sai Central Trust, Sri Nimish Pandeji, Dr. Somraj Garu, dear sisters and brothers and all devotees of Swami, it was your pleasure to listen to all the speakers hitherto who are extempore. I am incapable of that. I am banking on the written speech given to me by Dr. Somraj. I am sorry, Dr. Sundareshan. If there are any shortcomings in the speech that I am likely to read out, it is Dr. Sundareshan that is responsible. If there is an effective representation of facts, I take the credit for myself. I have always been suffering with the notion that I am a loner for various reasons of my own. Swami is so kind to me, generous. He gave me another gentleman today who was also having a similar feeling, in whom I thought I have a company, that is Kamineni Srinivas Rao Garu. It is very difficult to be a minister and also to be level-headed. So I address you as a level-headed minister, but I am a headstrong minister, not a level-headed minister. Needless to mention, Nimish Pandeyji was an advocate, made the advocacy absolutely perfectly. And I was cautiously listening to Somraj Garu and Mohan. Right now I am in the boiling pot in Karnataka. Whatever Dr. Somraj Garu mentioned, As a humble man with a very moderate background, having seen suffering and agony in my own life, and being an ardent devotee of Swami, having had the privilege to touch the divine feet, Swami should not get diluted or adulterated. That sanctity should be maintained. We have taken some stern measures to see that the last man should not suffer. It's all his magic. I was in my form when my leader called me up and said, "Gentlemen, where are you? How are you?" He said, "Sir, I'm in my form. I had some work. I'm busy." He asked me, "Can you come tomorrow? I want to have you as my minister." I said, "All right, I'm coming tomorrow." I just went and took oath, and that's all. I never looked at him again for the next 2 days. All kinds of speculations were on in the media that I would head that portfolio. But Swami had already decided that I should be here in charge of health. His designs are inscrutable. Whatever we had seen, whatever we had learned, I thought I should meticulously follow that. Compassion was one thing which was in abundance with Swami. The occasion on which the Bangalore hospital was inaugurated, to the right and left of Swami, there were three chief ministers. Chief Minister of Andhra, Karnataka and Maharashtra, Mr. Krishna Chandrababu and Vilas Rao Deshmukh, late Vilas Rao Deshmukh. Swami, in a very traditional manner, in his usual style, looked at all the three chief ministers, Rao Garu, and asked, "Did you go around the hospital? There is one department that is missing. Did you notice?" he asked. All the three chief ministers were wonderstruck, and they were looking at Swami, what he was asking about. Then he said, "Billing department is not there." And as we all know, that is what scares the people today much more than the ailment. Anyway, I think, Swami, I am exceeding my limits. I'll read out what is now given to me by Dr. Sundaresh. "It is indeed a great boon that I have been bestowed upon by Swami to be here today to inaugurate the first Sri Satya Sai All Medical Conference at this holy place, Prashanthi Nilayam. I deem it as a great fortune and good that I must have done in my previous births, I do not know how many, but for sure a great fortune to be amongst all of you, especially the doctor community who have assembled here today to be a part of this conference. The hallmark of a good doctor is sacrifice. Dr. Somaraju Garu emphasized on this. Many doctors live under a hallucination that they're serving. No. They are getting remunerated for the services they offer. It is not a sacrifice. It is only marketing the skills they have. I may sound rough, but I speak truth. We are all aware that Swami is the doctor of doctors, and he has set up the right model for medical service, be it the Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital of Puttaparthi or one in Bangalore. Not limiting to this, in his Satsankalpa, he went one step ahead by taking holistic health care at the doorstep of the villages, the Satya Sai Mobile Hospital Services. Medical aid should be the right way of every individual, irrespective of caste, creed, color, religion, or nationality. Today, the presence of the doctors here in Prashantinilayam, serving humanity across the states of India and the hospitals of the Satya Sai Central Trust are a standing testimony of pure love and seva. And that is why we are all here. On behalf of all of you, since as a minister and also his devotee, which is foremost, I too belong to the same fraternity, I extend our loving gratitude to Swami for giving us this opportunity to serve mankind. The world scenario is changing. Healthcare is becoming more and more expensive and not affordable too. Please underline this. It is not in our hands as to who should fall sick. And all those who fall sick are necessarily not in a position to afford the treatment. With all of us in existence, if the last man is sick and he cannot afford the treatment, what is the use or worthiness of the existence of all of us on this earth? Swami has shown the way to us as to how to make the life worthier, and we emulate him. He is a model to all of us. I still remember when the hospitals at Prashantigram and Whitefield were opened, I heard many commenting and asking whether a free model in healthcare, etc., etc., etc. Mr. Pandyaji spoke very well about it. People who are, after narrow considerations, people who are motivated by selfish gains, will never be capable of thinking beyond themselves. Basically, a person who doesn't trust himself can never be able to trust others. It is a million-dollar question as to this experiment of Swami will survive. Oh, how long can he do it? Where does he get money? All kinds of things. Nobody wanted to appreciate that here is one soul who wants to take up this burden upon himself, not the Prime Minister of India, not the Chief Minister of Andhra or Karnataka, not the President of India, the least he has any stakes. And no barriers of caste, religion, nationality. And he wanted to make the whole thing free. And we had the audacity to speak all that we wanted. The truth of the fact is, it has survived despite Swami's physical form leaving us. We are still showing to the whole world. This is the power of Swami. This is the strength of Swami. It is not what he gives to me materially. He has shown a way to all of us as to how we should live. I think, sir, you and me belong to political parties which are diametrically opposite to each other. But I think one thing we should have in common, we should all adopt Swami in our manifestos. He is an All India Party leader. And a leader for nothing, for the cause of human beings. I was touched. I was deeply moved when Dr. Somaraju Garu was speaking. These words come from the mouth of a person who is heading a super speciality hospital. We have seen the inhuman attitude of people into medical profession, attaining the saturation point of refusing to release the dead bodies if the relatives are not in a position to make the payment. Swami, should we be witnesses to all this? Please save us from this disgrace. Guide us to behave well. It is a shock for people to realize, assume, digest that free medical services can be offered. Time has come now for all of us to think and realize that the act of healing should be resorted to its pristine sanctity, which can only be done when it is freed from the stigma of commercialization. Where is professionalism now? It does exist, minus of professional ethics. If professional ethics vanish from any profession, then it's only commercialization that remains with us and not the profession. The need has come wherein the human agents of healthcare delivery system, be it the administrators, doctors, technicians or nurses, should be human in thought, word and deed, demonstrating the five human values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema and Ahimsa. This could happen if we spiritualize medicine. What I mean is the modern medicine should be restored to its inherent and intrinsic proximity to spirituality, which is to strengthen the spirit of man, the divine force in him that energizes the physical, mental and psychological systems in man. Just imagine if every hospital or nursing home in India can avail one free bed for treatment to organizations such as the Satya Sai Seva organizations. Imagine, my friends, my dear brothers and sisters, all the devotees, how much good can be done in this society. One free bed in favor of Satya Sai organizations by all these hospitals. It is said, Vaidyo Narayana Harihi, a doctor is verily the God. Today we have more than 1,000 good sitting gods sitting here right in front of the Supreme God. Today, this place by the will of Swami has turned into a Maha Maha Punyakshetra because of such divine beings present here. I salute every doctor here for your love and commitment to holistic care, in my opinion. Patient. Medicine is meant to promote heart to heart and love to love relationship between a doctor and a patient. Don't you all feel the presence of the doctors here reverberates sacrifice, love and compassion, which is the most needed tools for a doctor today. I honestly, earnestly salute every one of the doctors and paramedical that are here. This world is so tempting, luring. There are so many places of interest for you to go and spend 2 days. But you decided to come here ignoring all that. You are great, and His greatness is that. It is Swami's greatness. We are actually now introducing a legislation, Somaraju Garu, to bring in this patient's chapter. We are making it mandatory to avoid unwanted tests being carried on patients, truth being suppressed from being disclosed to patients, making it obligatory on the part of doctors to be polite and modest to patients. A doctor cures half the ailment by his smiling face. But unfortunately, many doctors now smile only looking at the purse, not at the face of the patient. What to do? I am happy that this conference is being held on the principles of Sri Satya Sai Ideal Healthcare, which is universal, free, loving, comprehensive and preventive. The need has come for us to reach out to the poor and needy. The theme reaching out holistic healthcare at the doorstep is very appropriate, and I am happy that Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations is moving ahead in the direction which Baba has always shown us and expected us to behave this way. I felt so happy to learn that in the medical mission of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, India, about 4,000 doctors and equal number of paramedicos and sevadals are rendering service to the underprivileged and needy in the areas of allopathy, Ayurveda, homeopathy and veterinary care. Comprehensive care is what is needed with regular follow-up, and this is what Satya Sai Medical Mission is all about. It's the right place to recognize the efforts of the participants who have been serving the country with a passion to spread love and good health. And I congratulate the organizers for thinking in this angle, as I am sure more and more doctors and paramedical staff will get motivated to join in this divine seva mission in days to come. Such services need to expand to a greater extent, and I am sure the objective of this conference will bear the fruit soon. I understand that eminent doctors from the country who have contributed in a great manner to community medicine as a part of their responsibility towards nation building are here today to address the participants. I have seen the topics of these sessions, which are very relevant for today's scenario, and I am sure that the interactive sessions will definitely take this Sri Satya Sai Medical Mission to the next level in the coming years. I would be happy if a copy of the proceedings are also shared to both of us. I am not selfish, sir. To pick some vital points to implement in our home states. We learn from these institutions of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations in Central Coast. Finally, I wish to inform that as a devotee of Swami, I am honored to be here. And before I resume to my seat, to share my experience with my learned colleague, we have now initiated two very important measures in Karnataka. One is universal health care. 1 crore 40 lakh families of Karnataka, without discrimination, the government undertakes the responsibility to look after the health care of all the citizens of the state. Maybe a selected families would not be inclined. You may be wondering as to how will you manage for the funds. Swami has given me a kitty. We are trying to converge all the different schemes, various schemes, and we have diagnosed, and in the process some dissecting was also done as to where some monies were getting excessively spent. And we have an act in existence called Karnataka Private Medical Establishments Act, which had remained toothless. We are now trying to make it powerful with his blessings. I have invited the wrath of the vested interest upon me, and I am sure Swami is with me, and I'll see the success. We are trying to regulate and fix the price for each procedure, Dr. Somaraj Garu. It will not be done arbitrarily by government or by any official. It will be done conscientiously by a team of people in private, in government service, and those who are independent. They will make an assessment and they will say, this is what it costs for a hernia. This is what it should cost for a cesarean. This is what it should cost for a bypass. and that shall be made applicable throughout the state. What had been happening all these days was, for what it would cost me 1,000 rupees in government hospital, I would empanel a private hospital and pay them 4,000. And after all, it was public money. So many of these things, Swami, I am not a big academician. I cannot claim anything big to me excepting that I have won 5 elections. It was the misfortune of my rival and I won. I can't claim anything big for me. Whatever I am trying to do for the poor and the needy, he guides me. And many thoughts come to us astray. I beg of Swami. We are after all beggars, Swami. You have made us eternal beggars. You are the giver, we are the takers. In the process of begging, please present us with such prasadam where our minds do not get polluted. We don't become inhuman. And we don't become corrupt. We don't become untruthful to the motherland. We remain worthy sons of this soil. I don't know how I should express my grateful thanks to the Central Satya Sai Trust. Immaterial of the fact whether I am a minister or not, they have always been extending this courtesy to me of inviting me to be here with them. One should be destined even to turn his vehicle towards Puttaparthi, leave alone getting inside. I am so privileged. I am so honored. I am so touched. I get the honor to sit in the first row. I don't know how much I deserve. It is our assurance to this Central Satya Sai Trust, which is spearheading in the direction shown by Swami to fulfill his mission, that we are soldiers at your command. Human beings are very narrow, narrow-minded in approach. We know there are certain attempts afoot to misquote Swami, misuse Swami, exploit Swami. All that will not work. Time is going to give the answer to all the mistakes. I once again offer my reverential salutes, pranams at the divine feet. Kindly excuse me for taking more time. I am extremely happy I could see a person like Kamineni Srinivas Rao Garu as a politician, as a gentleman, and as a minister, 3-in-1, which is a very difficult thing. I wish you all the best, sir. Let us be together. Let us take a pledge in the presence of Swami that as neighboring states, we will struggle together to relieve the common man of the miseries in life. Thank you all very much. Om Sri Sai Ram. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Minister Shri Ramesh Kumar, for your warm words of appreciation and guidance for this medical conference. We are sure with your support as the Health Minister of Karnataka and the divine blessings of Bhagwan, we can achieve more and we can render more service to the underprivileged in the state of Karnataka. It is now time to hear our dynamic doctor minister from the state of Andhra Pradesh, Dr. Kamineni Srinivas. It is my proud privilege to introduce Dr. Kamineni Srinivas, a member of Legislative Assembly from Kaikalur constituency, who is an alumnus of the famous Rangaraya Medical College, Kakinada. Dr. Srinivas is known for his oratory skills and loving personality in the state of Andhra Pradesh. His innovative schemes in the field of healthcare in the state have won the hearts of the people of Andhra Pradesh. I now request Dr. Kamineni Srinivas to deliver his valuable address.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I'm very happy to participate along with Sri Ramesh Kumar Garu, Honorable Minister for Health, Government of Karnataka, my good old friend Dr. Raju, Central Sachi Sai Trust, all doctors who came all over the country, brothers and sisters. I'm very happy. I'm supposed to come tomorrow, but because we're in a political party, our national president is coming, so I requested them. They asked me to come today, so I came one day earlier. I don't have any Sundaresan to support my this thing. Ramesh Gar is very fortunate. You all know, we all know. See, Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba was known for his seva, love, sacrifice. I strongly believe any person, if he is good and the deeds he is doing is good, there is no financial problems. That's what Satya Sai Baba proved. Because it's not easy to run a super specialty hospital. There are other super specialty hospitals in corporate sector. They will cure your physical trauma, mental trauma, but they will increase your financial trauma, but which is not here. It's really, we can't believe how it is possible. Because of the belief the public has on him, and second thing, the service, all the devotees are doing, it's mainly responsible because one, establishing such a great initiation and continuing the same services is a very big problem. But because of these people's service, it is possible. Because that human component, we don't get in government services. We all paying for the services what we are rendering to public, but here the human touch and human component we won't get because of the belief in Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba. It's happening. I am very happy to be here as one of the family members, because you know doctors is one of the toughest professions, toughest studies also. Still I get the, you doctors know, still I get I am scared in the midnight. Because of remembering that head and neck in anatomy and those things, how difficult it is. It's very difficult to read, to become a doctor. And you know how difficult it is to practice. Even in the holidays also they are doing this. I really salute all of them. And one thing I learned, there is no retirement or there is no age limit for service. Seeing those great ladies, their mobility is restricted. But their mind is not restricted. Their service is not restricted. So, me and Sri Ramesh thought we'll go and salute them because of their services. This awards, Dhanvantri awards is not for them. It's for the service they are doing and should be an eye-opener for others. If some good service is being done, there will be, definitely, there will be appreciation from the public, and more people will come and join in the same service. That's why I definitely congratulate the Central Trust for initiating these new Dhanvantri awards. In the society, if somebody is doing good, if you appreciate, more number of people will come and join. So I really, first of its kind, it's very good. Moreover, you know, service, there is no alternative for service. You have to do better service. More service is the only alternative for service. So, we are all fortunate. There are so many unfortunate people. We are all blessed ones. So now at the age of where I'm 69, we have became ministers. I know it's temporary. We must always remember it's temporary. My personality is permanent, not the ministership is not permanent. So with that mind, what yesterday it happened when they asked, I came to the, there is no ticket in SpiceJet, one extra ticket is already booked. I came to the airport, some very close friend is there, I requested him, he dropped and gave me the ticket. I came, there is no security, there is no some private car, I came, so everybody they are stopping. If I am not a minister, that is the routine. But you know, these are all temporary things. Keeping in that in mind, we could able to do certain good things to the public because I already took oath few years back, and second time I am taking that oath here in front of Sach Sai Baba devotee here, that few years back I went to a Lord Venkateswara temple, Hanuman temple and Samalamba temple of my town. I put off the Deepam and I took a oath on, not on public, not on God, on my wife and my children. I took a oath. I will never take 1 rupee in my public life. I have not taken, I am not going to take even 1 rupee. So the same thing he and Sri Ramesh took now, the oath, will continue the same service. To me, it's an opportunity to do some service. With nothing, we don't have an opportunity to do, even corrupt. Being a minister, we have a lot of opportunities. There we have to be real. So what I did, as a medical student, 6.5 years, there were only 8 medical colleges in Andhra Pradesh when we were medical students. I never saw a minister in my campus. But now I went to all the medical colleges more than 15 times in the 3 years. All the medical, there are 29 medical colleges in Andhra Pradesh. If I go on a surprise visit, some things, sanitation won't be good. Hey, some things won't be in, definitely. Then I have to take a stern action. That's the negative approach. Instead of negative approach, I am announcing that I am coming to that hospital and staying overnight in the hospital, not in a guest house. That hospital is very clean. I know 1 week back it was not like that. But it's only the commitment of the doctors is clean. So, actually in 97, I had a knee problem and I want to get it operated. Raju is my good old friend. Maybe one or two persons whom we call Vore Vore. In 62, at this age we don't call Vore Vore. When we are in school and early days of college only we do that. In 1962 we did PUC together. When I want to do my surgery, I want to actually do it in my college only, Rangaraya Medical College. Because being a minister, I cannot, although Hyderabad Corporate Hospital, they are good friends. My children are in the US, I can go to US. But in Andhra also there are specialists. But I want to go to a government hospital. Why? Since the last 40, 30 years, no MLA, no MP, no minister, nobody is going to the government hospitals. Only poor people without a rupee are going to government hospitals. So I thought of going to my own hospital, Kakinada. Then one bad incident occurred, which everybody has to put their head in shame, that little boy of 3 years old was killed by a rat. That happened in one of the great institutions that's in Guntur. Raju is also a student of that college. That college has some distinctions. There are 6 Padma Sris in that college. That college has so many distinctions. It's a great college. Then I thought of going and giving public confidence that I will go and have my knee surgery there in the hospital. Then Raju advised me, no, you cannot. If infection comes, you have to amputate your leg. And moreover, you may have some other cardiac problem or some other problem. There is no standby support. I said, no, That's not how it's going to happen. I am going there. You just see what necessary things to be done there. He made all the arrangements. That's one of the best satisfaction in my life, going and doing surgery in a government hospital. Now anybody I see, they don't ask, how are you? Sir, how are your leg? How are your leg? Because public is of the opinion that if you go to the government hospital, it will never be cured. That is the opinion. Now, with this, because as a, we have to be realistic. When so many people are being suffering in the tribal area, what I did, I went and stayed 1 week in the tribal area. Because we have given an opportunity. We have to show that what opportunity was given is properly used. That's why in Andhra, as Ramesh Garu is telling, we have initiated so many things because of my friendship and because of my this transparent administration. All my senior officers, all my chief minister and central ministers, and here my officers also are doing a good job. We have brought so many initiations in the last 2 years that even Niti Aayog commented one of the best reforms were brought in Andhra Pradesh. Now OPs have gone up 37%. Deliveries has also, we are giving, providing so many things. Because of various political reasons, other reasons, Andhra Pradesh became one of the highest IMR and MMR, infant mortality and maternal mortality highest in Andhra Pradesh when we took. Then we made so many changes. We gave for 16,000 people, each 11,000 tabs we gave. We are literally monitoring every day. We'll get how many people in the name and address, how, when they are pregnant. So we are recruiting doctors. We are giving biometrics to them. That's, you know, why we, so these MCH teams are there. When the patient will be brought for four antenatal checkups and two ultrasounds. Then they are brought for delivery in a 108. After delivery, all labor protocols are being followed. After delivery, they are given 1,000 rupees and birth certificate and immunization and baby kit also. Shortly we are giving mother kit also, and we are being dropped back in mother and child vehicle back home. Like that, so many, you know, we have brought so many national programs, first of the kind, to bring it to Andhra. Free diagnostics there. Last year 1 crore 30 lakhs tests were being done. Similarly, dialysis, free dialysis was started, so many. Like that, with these things, they definitely confidence hospitals. We brought a new sanitation policy. Before that, if you go to the hospital, you will acquire new diseases. But it's not like that now. Hospitals are being improved. New buildings are coming. And with this, definitely, government sector, we are able to. But still, public hope is we have to make much more as per their aspirations. We'll definitely try to do with the blessings of Swamiji. Definitely we'll do. And I'm very happy. I will salute all the doctors and their paramedics, because what they are doing is not just simple service. You are saving human lives and you are giving a lot of comfort to them. That's what doctors are being treated next to doctor God. But now there is a little dent in that feeling. Now people like you are role models for all the other doctors. Definitely, this service motive has to be taught to all the doctors who are in practice. Definitely, I'm so happy to be one among you. Definitely, whatever, I sincerely believe you are doing a great thing which nobody can do. Nobody cannot do, because it's so great. And it's not possible also for anybody to do like this. Only Swamiji, with his mighty followers and mighty, his mindset is like that. He became more popular because of his service activities, he is more popular. Because nobody can do like this. He is not here only. He is popular all over the world. Because of that, we could be able to deliver these things. I am really happy to participate Vamaya. In future also, whatever the Satya Saivi Central Trust and whatever you decide to do, the government is with you. Definitely we will be obliging to do part in. With this, I am taking Jai Hind. Jai Satya Sai.
Thank you, Honorable Minister Dr. Kamineni Srinivas, for your thought-provoking words and encouragement in taking the Sri Satya Sai Medical Mission forward. Now, with loving pranam, on behalf of all of us present here, may I pray to you, Bhagwan, the doctor of the doctors, the healer of the healers, and the supreme doctor, to bless us with his divine message.
Divyatma Swarupulara, embodiments of divine Atma. ఈ డాక్టర్స్ ఎంతమంది ఉన్నప్పటికీ వాళ్ళ మనసును మార్చుకొని సదా హృదయులైపోయి సత్సేవం చేస్తూ రావాలి.
డాక్టర్స్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఎ కంపాషనేట్ హార్ట్. దే షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ కైండ్నెస్ అండ్
కఠినత్వమనేటువంటి దూరం చేయండి.
అండ్ గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ దట్ నరో మైండెడ్నెస్.
ధనము 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 ధనం నీవు పోయేటప్పుడు కట్టుకుని పోతున్నావా?
After all money you may have, are you going to take it with you after life?
ఎంత ధనము సంపాదించినా కానీ అది నీ వెంట రాదు.
You may have lots of money, it will not follow you.
కేవలము ప్రేమ చేతనే సేవ చేయండి.
విత్ ఆల్ లవ్ సర్వ్ ద కమ్యూనిటీ.
భూములకు ముఖ్యంగా సేవ చేయాలి.
సర్వ్ ద పూర్.
ఆ భూముల సేవనే మిమ్మల్ని సంరక్షించేది.
అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ సర్వీస్ టు ద పూర్ పీపుల్ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ ఇన్ ద లాంగ్ రన్.
రామ సేవ అంటే బేదల సేవ అనే రామ సేవ.
అండ్ దెన్ సర్వింగ్ ద పూర్ పీపుల్ ఈజ్ సర్వీస్ టు రామ.
కనుకనే భూముల సేవ చేయండి.
సర్వ్ ద పూర్.
ఈ భూముల నిమిత్తమై మీ ప్రాణాన్ని అంకితం చేయండి.
బీ రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ యువర్ లైఫ్.
నాకు ఆశనే లేదు.
నథింగ్ వాట్ సేవ.
నాకు ఈ బీజం సేవ అనే ప్రధానమైన లక్ష్యము.
భగవాన్ కన్సిడర్ సర్వీస్ టు పూర్ పీపుల్.
ఏమైనా సరే ప్రాణాన్నైనా వారికి అర్పితం చేసి వాళ్ళని కాపాడటానికి ప్రయత్నం చేస్తాం.
భగవాన్ ఇస్ రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ హిస్ లైఫ్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ ద
బెనిఫిట్. ఒక భాగాన్ని మీద మీరు పెంచుకోండి.
అట్లీస్ట్ డూ 1000th ఆఫ్ వాట్ హెస్ బీన్ డన్.
ఇదే మానవుడు ఈనాడు చేయవలసినటువంటిది.
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి డన్ బై మ్యాన్.
మానవుడు పుట్టి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
Why birth human life?
కాదు కాదు, మనకి ఇచ్చినటువంటి భగవంతుడు ఇచ్చిన శక్తిని భూమికి అర్పితం చేయాలి.
ఆల్ అవర్ కెపాసిటీ రిసోర్సెస్ మస్ట్ బి సెంట్ ఫర్ స్పెండ్ ఫర్ పూర్ పీపుల్.
నతపాంసు నతీస్తానాం నశాస్తాన జపానహి సంసార సాగరోక్తారే సజ్జనం సేవనం వినా.
నో పిల్గ్రిమేజ్, నో రిచ్నెస్, నో అఫ్లూయెన్స్, నో అసోసియేషన్ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ సర్వీస్ టు ద పూర్ పీపుల్ దట్ కన్ఫర్.
కనుక మీ భూమి సేవ అంటే మీ జీవితాన్ని అంకితం గావించాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ డెడికేట్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఫర్ సర్వీస్ టు.
అదృష్టవశాత్తు ఎంతో చదువులు చదివారు.
You have educated.
గొప్ప గొప్ప డాక్టర్స్ అంతా అయినారు.
And you are big doctors today.
కానీ ఈ డాక్టర్స్ యొక్క గుణం ఏమిటి?
But what is your quality?
త్యాగమే త్యాగమే వాళ్ళ క్షేమము.
And in fact, the tyaga, the sacrifice, will be
useless. The doctor will not be able to do
it. A doctor without sacrifice is useless.
కనుకనే వాళ్ళు త్యాగానికి పూనుకోవాలి.
యూ షుడ్ బి రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్.
త్యాగమే మన జీవితం యొక్క క్షేమమని యోచించాలి.
అండ్ ఇట్ ద సాక్రిఫైస్ దట్ ఎన్షోర్స్ పీస్.
కనుక బీజం చూస్తే ఎంతో ఆప్యాయంగా వాళ్ళని దగ్గర చేర్చాలి.
టాక్ టు పూర్ పీపుల్ విత్ ఆల్ కైండ్నెస్ అండ్ కన్సిడరేషన్ కన్సర్న్.
అది ఏ నిజమైన యొక్క దయా ప్రేమలు.
దట్ ఈస్ ద లవ్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్.
కనుక ఆ ప్రేమను మీరు పెంచుకుని
డెవలప్
సేవలు చేసి
సర్వ్
ధన్యులు కావాలి.
రిడీమ్ యువర్ లైఫ్.
ఎంతమందో జీవితంలో ఈ ధనము లేకుండా ప్రాణాన్ని కోల్పోతున్నారు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ హూ లూజ్ దేర్ లైఫ్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ కేర్.
ధనంతో కాదు ప్రాణము, ప్రేమతో ప్రాణము.
ద లైఫ్ వుడ్ కంటిన్యూ సస్టైన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ లవ్, నాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మనీ.
కనుక మీరు ప్రేమను పెంచుకోండి.
డెవలప్ లవ్.
త్యాగాన్ని పెంచుకోండి.
బీ రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్.
ఎంత త్యాగాన్ని మీరు పెంచుకుంటే అంత లోకం క్షేమంగా అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంది.
ద మోర్ యూ సాక్రిఫైస్ ద మోర్ హ్యాపీ ద వరల్డ్ వుడ్ బీ.
కనుక ఆసుపత్రులు కడుతున్నామంటే ఆసుపత్రితో కోర్టుకు సంపాదించడం కాదు.
ది హాస్పిటల్స్ ఆర్ బిల్ట్ నాట్ టు ఎర్న్ మనీ, క్రోస్ ఆఫ్ మనీ.
ఈ క్రోస్ ఆఫ్ మనీ తెచ్చుకుని ఏం ప్రయోజనము?
వాట్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు డూ విత్ ది క్రోస్ ఆఫ్ మనీ?
கட்டைகள் பண்ணி ஒட்டி சேர்த்து சொல்ல போவார்.
யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிட்டர்ன் அட் தி எண்ட் எம்டி ஹேண்ட்.
நான் சம்பாதிச்சது கொண்டு அந்த பீமருக்கே திருப்பி விநியோகம் செய்யுங்கள்.
Better you make use of the money that you have earned in a good way.
Kavi ee paropakaram anekundi dantho meeru jeevithanni angitam cheyali.
Dedicate your life in service to the humanity.
Paropakara punyaya papaya parapedanam.
If you serve others it's a merit, if you harm others it's a sin.
Kavi paropakara dichchani meeru prarambhinchali.
Commence your day with service.
Doctors anta mukhyanga nechukovalsinatundi.
Doctors should learn the beginning.
Doctors dhanasana complete ga bill tyagam cheyandi.
Doctors should sacrifice this feeling to amass money.
Premasana penchukondi
and develop more kindness.
Dhanamu penchukondi
and sacrifice.
Dhanam taani paadikane vastundi
and money will follow automatically.
Mandrito nayamayyetundi kaane kaadu ee rogalu.
In fact the diseases cannot be cured by medicine.
Devanugraham chetane dayam avutundi.
It is only God's grace that cures.
Kanukane devanugrahanni meer pampalchandi
and earn God's grace more and more.
సంపాదించి దాని చేతనే సర్వులకు నివాళి గావించండి.
And with this God's grace you cure everybody that comes to you.
పరమస్వరూపులారా
embodiments of
మందుతో పాటు దైవానికి అంకుడు చేర్చాలి.
Not merely the medicine, God's grace is also necessary.
దైవానికి అంకుడు పాటు త్యాగం కూడా సిద్ధించాలి.
Along with the sacrifice is essential.
ఎంత ఉంది ప్రయోజనం ఏంటి?
What is it that
you కడుపు నిండు తింటున్నావు?
You eat a lot.
కానీ మిగతా వారి గతి ఏంటి?
What will happen to
them? అనుకున్న వెతకాలి.
And you should
అనుకున్న చూడాలి.
And you should have concern.
పరోపకార సంబంధమైన కార్యాల్లో మనం ప్రవేశించాలి.
And you should be ready to serve everybody.
కనుక ఈ ఆసుపత్రి కేవలం అందంగా కట్టాలి కాదు దీనికి.
The hospital does not merely stand for our
andamto paatu aanandam kodunu penchavadu.
Along with andamu beauty it has aanandamu bliss.
Aa aanandam ekkada nunchi vastundi? బీజలు సంతోషపడినప్పుడే మనకు ఆనందం.
యూ బి రియలీ బీస్ఫుల్ వెన్ యూ సర్వ్ ద పువర్ పీపుల్.
బీజలు ఎన్నో కష్టాలు పడి ఎన్నో బాధలకు లొంగి చాలా కష్టపడుతున్నారు.
యు నో పువర్ పీపుల్ సఫర్ ఎ లాట్ దే స్ట్రగుల్.
ఒక్క బిడిసం కూడా కొనుక్కోవడానికి శక్తి లేదు.
అండ్ దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎన్ స్పేర్ మీల్ ఎ డే.
కాబట్టి అన్ని మెడిసిన్స్ కూడా మేము ఫ్రీగా ఇచ్చేస్తాం.
దే కాంట్ పర్చేజ్ మెడిసిన్ సో మెడిసిన్స్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ ఫ్రీ.
కనుకనే మీరందరికీ ఈ ఆసుపత్రి విషయం లోపల తప్పు భావాలు పెట్టుకోకుండా
డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అదర్ ఐడియాస్ ఇల్ ఫీలింగ్స్.
త్యాగ భావాన్ని మీరు పెంచుకుని
హ్యావ్ ద ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
ప్రజలకంత ఆనందాన్ని అందించడానికి తగిన కృషి చేయండి.
అండ్ సీ దట్ యు షేర్ ద జాయ్ విత్ ఎవ్రీబడీ.
ఈనాడు అధిక కాలం కావటం చేత దీని వివరాలంతా మీకు చెప్పడానికి అంత వ్యవధి లేదు.
Because the program is delayed, Bhagwan has not sufficient time to explain in detail various aspects.
కనుక మా ఇచ్చేటువంటింతకును ఆధ్యాత్మిక భావం చేత ఆనందాన్ని ఆరోగ్యాన్ని చేకూర్చాలి.
The spiritual feeling, you can have all the bliss and happiness in hell.
దైవానుగ్రహం లేకపోతే ఏ నాడి కూడా కదలదు.
Without God's grace, even a vein and artery cannot.
మీరు అనుకుంటారు మందుల చేత నయమవుతుండాలని. మందుల చేత నయమయ్యేదే కాదు.
యూ థింక్ ద క్యూర్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మెడిసిన్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్.
నిజంగా మందుల చేత నయమైనటువంటి ఎంత రాజులు పోలేదు.
డోంట్ యూ ఫైండ్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది కింగ్స్ డైయింగ్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ ది మెడిసిన్?
పోలేదు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ లీవ్ ద వరల్డ్.
కాదు కాదు, దైవానుగ్రహం కూడా ఉండాలి.
ఇస్ గాడ్స్ గ్రేస్ దట్ ఇస్ ఎసెన్షియల్.
మందులు నెగిటివ్,
మెడిసిన్స్ ఆర్ లిమిటెడ్.
దైవానుగ్రహం పాజిటివ్.
గాడ్స్ గ్రేస్ ఇస్ పాజిటివ్.
ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం అయినప్పుడే నీకు నివారణ కావగలదు.
దెన్ వన్స్ ది పాజిటివ్ ఇన్ ది నెగటివ్ జాయిన్ క్యూర్ ఇస్ షూర్.
కాబట్టి మందులతో పాటు దైవానుగ్రహాన్ని కూడా మనం ప్రార్థించాలి.
అలాంగ్ విత్ మెడిసిన్ వీ షుడ్ ప్రే ఫర్ గాడ్స్ గ్రేస్.
ఇది నా యొక్క ఆశీర్వాదపరం.
దట్స్ హౌ భగవాన్ బ్లెసెస్ ఎవ్రీవన్ అండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ హిస్ డివైన్ డిస్కోర్స్ టు ఎ క్లోజ్.
బడా చిత్త చోరా బృందావన సంచారా, బడా చిత్త చోరా బృందావన సంచారా, గోపాలా గోపాలా హే మురళీ గోపాలా, గోపాలా గోపాలా హే మురళీ గోపాలా, గోవర్ధనోదార గోపాల బాలా. సంచారా బడా చిత్త చోరా బృందావన సంచారా, గోపాలా గోపాలా హే మురళీ గోపాలా, గోపాలా గోపాలా హే మురళీ గోపాలా, గోవర్ధనో తార గోపాల బాలా.
Bye.
సంచార గోపాల గోపాల ఏ మురళీ గోపా
Yesu Buddha Nanak शांति प्रेम सबको दियो
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम सबको दियो
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम सबको दियो
धर्म शांति प्रेम सबको दियो
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम स्वरूप आप है सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम स्वरूप आप है
शांति प्रेम स्वरूप आप है
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम जीवन का मर्म है
धर्म शांति प्रेम जीवन का मर्म है
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम जीवन का मर्म है शांति प्रेम स्वरूप आप है
शांति प्रेम स्वरूप आप है
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम जीवन का मर्म है
जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक हरि महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्वलनीका आश्रित कल्वलनीका आपद्बान्धवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे
అంతయు నీవే స్వామి మరి అంతయు నీవే నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాగేంద్రాశయన ఓం జయ జగదీశ
సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి
జై బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ జై.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయి రామ్. విత్ ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ వి హావ్ జస్ట్ నౌ కంక్లూడెడ్ ద ఇనాగరల్ సెషన్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్రీ సత్య సాయి ఆల్ ఇండియా మెడికల్ కాన్ఫరెన్స్. ద ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ సెషన్ విల్ స్టార్ట్ షార్ప్లీ అట్ 11:15 AM ఇన్ ద పూర్ణచంద్ర ఆడిటోరియం. All the delegates, the female delegates, are requested to enter the Purnachandra auditorium from the Mandir gate, and the male delegates, including the speakers, are requested to enter the Purnachandra auditorium from the west side gate. Jai Sai Ram.